Welcome back. It is the Drive with Jack, the team, 92.1 FM. It is a Tuffy Auto Service Center's Jack and Tom Tuesday. And hearing Sloop John B. means we are joined again by Dr. John H. Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com, renowned clinical psychologist, educational consultant, and Renaissance man. I should add one more thing, diehard football fan.
Well, yep. It's that time of year, guys. As Tom would say, yes, this is football time, so this is an exciting time. How does that sound? I can't say anything more. I even bowed my head when I said football both times.
Well, you know what's great about it, John, is that everybody's a winner right now. Your team is not going to be tested for, you know, almost 3 weeks, you know, 2.5 weeks, Indiana, Ohio State on that Thursday night, 2 weeks and 2 days. And so, everything, just sit back and embrace it and knowing it's there and still enjoying the summer weather.
John, why is it that for some fans, a win in the first preseason game foreshadows greatness, and for others, like our own Rico Beard, host of the Spartan Beat, they could be 15-0 and he would be certain of a loss in game 16?
Well, the only thing I can say is remembering when we were undefeated, meet this being the Lions, and then didn't win a game. It's hard to get too excited in preseason, but I always say better to win than to lose. So if you win, it makes you feel that good things are going to happen. So we need to give Rico a little upbeat, even though he's usually pretty upbeat to some degree. But anyway, that yes, you win a game and then you enjoy it till the next week. If you lose, you say, hey, we're going to just let that go. And the 24-hour rule of George Perlis, then move on to the next game.
Hey, John, did you watch the Lions game on Sunday?
Just saw parts of it. I was out and about.
It was too nice of a day. I could not get myself, Jack. Now, you're on a bus, Jack, so
right.
you got
it. We watched it on the bus.
Oh, okay. But you didn't have
Dean
a choice.
Trailways.
I mean,
it was really
Sunday was one of those days that it was just right. It wasn't too hot. You know, you're outside. You weren't sweating. And I said, I cannot get myself to go in and watch a football game. Even though I wanted to see Rudock, I'll just watch the highlights. Because
he played well.
It's a meaningless thing. You know, for me, obviously.
I get a lot of twos against twos and twos against threes. So, you know, the ones played, a series, maybe?
Right.
Of the game. But, hey, you know, it was something to see. It was
Kenny
nice
Galladay.
To see Kenny Galladay catch
two touchdowns.
You got
this guy that everybody's, is excited about, and that's kind of cool. But, I mean, it's meaningless to me.
Yeah. But you get injuries. And, Doug, we're sitting there watching, and boom, down goes the Lions' sack leader. Last year. And, yeah. That's been an area of concern anyway.
Right, and so they're going to have to find another way to manufacture a pass rush, whether they find a guy in free agency, make a trade for somebody. The George Johnson was a guy they found off the free agent heap a couple of years ago, and Hyder was a guy that they brought in. So maybe Bob Quinn can work some magic and find a diamond in the rough. But the main thing is they got to be able to stop the run. And if A'shaun Robinson can put some pressure from the middle of that defense in his second season, that could really change the defense in and of itself. If you got a guy who can demand a double team and do that, then the Lions might find a pass rush in another way.
John, you used the word wreckage to describe last season, and it was kind of the Edmund Fitzgerald for Michigan State, but that 3-9 campaign. Are you worried?
Well, I guess I am. I mean, until you show things are turned around, okay, meaning I'm always a fan, doesn't matter what the team does. But, yeah, that was such a shocking thing to lose 8 of your last 9 or whatever, 9 of 10, and be ahead in those games and to have such a year. You don't want to belabor it, but it's kind of hard to go 3-9 and then say national championship, that type thing, or even Big Ten or even East Division champion. On the other hand, I give a lot of credit to the coaches. I think they're really working hard. I think the players are all fired up. And let's hope D'Antonio's right when he says this reminds him of the team, that was the Big Ten, the Rose Bowl team. Now, that may be going a little too far, but again, D'Antonio's, whenever there's been a mediocre year, this one was a disastrous year, we'll say, he's been able to come back the next year. So I'm fired up, but I must say that was one of those very difficult years to follow. And it was kind of sad to be enjoying watching Michigan lose their games and still not win a championship 2004 and enjoy it more than normal. So
that, so you're gravitating in someone else's misery. But I'm going to give you a little hint of hope here. You know, remember the Indiana Hoosiers, the cardiac kids of 67 who went on the Rose Bowl, John Eisenberger, Harry Gonzo, Jade Butcher. They won three games the year prior, and then the next year they went to the Rose Bowl. So there is hope there, my friend. The other thing, I think we're talking to Michigan State people, what really hurt them, frustrated them about the three losses was what that compounded with what happened off the field in the offseason.
Yeah, right.
Those two together is where you're getting the discouraging word and feel from Michigan State.
It stretched the misery of the season out for another 7 months.
Because I don't really think it would be that much of a doom and gloom around here without what happened in the offseason, my personal opinion.
I think that's true, but I do really believe that after all the highs, you know, there have been many years of real highs for D'Antonio and the team and the fans, players, to have that type of a year. And then we were down to that South Bend for the Notre Dame game in a frolically wonderful night. We should have seen the signs when Notre Dame almost came back and won after being down by 3-4 touchdowns. But that was one of those high days that I'll never forget. That was one of those delightful wins in South Bend. But then as the year wore on, the Indiana game, you know, we look at the Illinois game, and then the total collapse in the Penn State game. You know, you start going, wow, that's been a difficult year. So everybody's getting ready for basketball. And I might just add, the Michigan folks I've been talking to over in Western Michigan, where we're all out and about walking around, they all are higher than ever on football, low on basketball. But again, I'll give Tom and those fans credit. It's national championship. Here we come.
Well, I'm going to say, and not just because John Beilein is on, but Michigan basketball is going to be a pleasant surprise.
I don't think they're low as much as maybe semi-indifferent. I mean, it's just there, and you just want to be competitive.
Call it semi-indifferent.
Right.
That's no knock on John Beilein, who's a great guy.
John, thanks so much. Appreciate you joining us. And as I told young John last week, we have to find a way to get together before the opener.
Let's do it. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, our Psychologically Speaking segment. We'll be right back with Terry Denbo and At Issue coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll be right back on The Drive.
What are the people saying about Eastside Fish Fry?
Despicably delicious.
Crispy.
Addictive.
Yummy.
Smack-a-licious.
This is Henry Meyer with Eastside Fish Fry. The people have spoken. Eastside Fish Fry is a hit for lunch, dinner, or we would love to cater your next special event. Order in the store located at 2417 East Kalamazoo in Lansing, or you can order online at eastsidefishfry.com. You buy it, we fry, or we'll grill it fresh.
Jack Evelyn here with my good friend Matt Sloan of Graff Chevrolet. Matt, what are these Graff bonus tags I see?
So we have an exclusive offer here at Graff Chevrolet in Okemos with Graff bonus tags. Give you an example. 2017 Silverado for only $217 a month, or how about a brand new Equinox for $169 a month?
Wow, that's no trade or down payment.
Exactly. Zero down, no trade, no down payment. We also have, in addition to that, 0% for 72 months right now.
And don't forget to check out that new 2018 Equinox. It's Graff Chevrolet. They're making friends.